You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. Welcome to another edition of, another episode, rather, of Ace and Friends. My name is Ace, the modern day Mr. Rogers. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here. Let's go ahead and set up a couple of things that are coming during the week for the rest of the week. I do anticipate these two things happening. Tomorrow, I do anticipate Paranormal Piper from Pineville making a return to Ace and Friends. Thursday, Tech D Rob Parallel Park for the first time in his 38 years.
I don't think I'm going to feel good on Thursday.
Well, you don't have to feel great to Parallel Park, Rob.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
It doesn't require, you know, it's not a physically exerting.
My stomach's already bubbling.
So that's Wednesday. Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Parallel Piper.
Parallel Parking Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Yeah, so that's kind of Wednesday, Thursday coming up on Ace and Friends. I wanted to throw that out there before I forgot. Start the day today. There's controversy in my household. My wife is very upset that Maria was not made the Bachelorette, that they chose Jen, who is nice but boring, but people really love Maria. She's very upset about that.
Oh, no.
Now, she's never watched The Bachelor ever in the 7 or 8 years that I've known her. But for some reason this year, she got into watching The Bachelor. It actually started with that The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah,
That's the guy that got her, and she kind of got interested just following along with that story. This is kind of different, unusual, whatever. And then picked it up and really got into this season of The Bachelor.
Jen is adorable. I will say that.
Well, she said that when they had The Bachelor, what is it, where the girls, women tell all and all that kind of stuff, that when they announced Maria to come out, that the place exploded.
Really?
That everybody loves Maria. Everybody is emotionally tied to Maria. And they just think Jen is nice, but kind of boring. Nobody really cares. That people went on underneath, apparently. I've gotten all this, by the way, in the past hour. When I went home, that people were saying, posting things like, maybe if we just don't watch, they'll start to listen to what we want.
Oh, they're organizing.
They're organizing.
Like a militia.
Yeah, anti-Jen, pro-Maria Bachelorette.
All right.
But it doesn't matter. It's all too late because they've already picked this. By the way, I found this out. They filmed this thing like last summer into the fall. So this couple that finally was announced last night, the bachelor and the girl that he chose, they've been keeping this relationship secret since like September.
I've heard they got to do that.
That seems like an extraordinarily long time to have to keep secrets like that.
Yeah.
So just know,
I'm devastated.
There are some real issues in my house because of this.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I was involved in something last night and it occurred to me, I need to tell people about this because it's just weird. Especially for somebody my age. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
For those of you who don't know, and I'm sure most of you know, but I'm 55 years old. My wife is 31. We have a 9-month-old. And I had two other kids from my previous marriage. Peyton would be 25 this summer. Wow.
Really?
Kate's 21. Crazy. He'll be 22. By the way, if anybody's hiring full-time, hit me up. Kate's looking for a job. Full-time job. He may not know it, but
he's looking.
He's looking. That's right. Oh, he's looking. But every night we have, you know, as parents do, the bath time routine. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's got a role. And then Amanda and I alternate nights putting Dax to bed. So what happens is you go in and he gets a bath. And while he's getting a bath, Amanda does the bathing. And I usually do the entertainment right up to bath time while she runs the water. We alternate who starts the bottle for him. Okay. Then while he's bathing, I go down and get the bottle, come back up, make sure that she has put the towel in the towel warmer. He has a little towel warmer. It was a gift I gave to her, but she put it in Dax's room and starts using it for him. So whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. Wow. And then I make sure everything's organized and ready. And then when it's time, I bring in the towel. She picks him up out of the water, puts him in. She wraps him all up. I take him in. I dry him off while she keeps him entertained. Then she rubs him down with lotion and gets him in his sleep stuff and all that. So while that's happening, the rubbing him down and the sleep stuff, you have to keep him entertained because he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He gets grumpy. And one of the ways we keep him entertained is by playing some songs that he loves. But you can't just play the song. You have to dance or do something to keep him entertained while doing it. And I don't know if I have time to give you an idea what this is like. I don't know if we can show you this here. This is one of his favorite songs.
I know this one.
Venga Boys.
Yeah, Venga Boys. Classic.
So here's what you got to do, though.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
I don't know if you get this on film,
yeah,
Rob. Can you get this?
What's that?
He's on a little table like this.
Yeah.
And this is how stupid I feel doing this every night. I'm like... Wait.
Go Ace. Go Ace. Oh man.
Did I give him a step? Oh.
Hope the camera picked up a little bit of that.
That song is 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
You got to do that the whole time? Good Lord. You're getting too old for this.
I thought it last night. Like, the good thing I'm in decent shape because
jeez.
That's a long time.
Oh my God.
I have to do that.
Little Vanga Boys.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's every night.
She never has to dance. It's always you.
Sometimes she does when I'm drying him off. If he's getting, but usually, yeah, the majority of the dancing goes to me.
Yeah. You're winded.
Show's over.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
A little good news. A lot of good news, actually. Well, unless you're our tech D-Rob. We find out just how deeply into the minority Tech D-Rob is with something he refuses to do. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
Tech D Rob, pay close attention. It's not going to change anything, but in a recent poll, 84% of Americans will go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can. The average person estimates they have 5 generous random acts of kindness moments a week.
That's awesome.
Just 260 a year. 5 a week? That seems like a lot.
Does seem like a lot.
Now, it depends on how you define a random act of kindness. Is holding the door for someone a random act of kindness? Is say, no, you go ahead. Is that a random act of kindness?
I don't know. I feel like it's got to be more substantial.
I do too. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you get 5. I'm not paying it forward 5 times a week. I can't afford that.
No. Hell no. I figure random act of kindness to me is helping an old lady across the street.
Sure.
Paying it forward, go volunteering at the soup kitchen. You know, I don't know. But holding a door, no.
They've got to be counting all these other things as random acts of kindness. They have to be to get 5 a week in.
Yeah, or somebody's just lying. Yeah. Oh, I do 5 a week.
That's the average, though. That means some people are saying, like, I do 12, 15 things a week. So it's got to be stuff like stopping and like, no, you go ahead. Or no, you take the last card. I'll get this. Yeah. You know, whatever.
If that's the case, I'm very kind.
You do that?
I do. I hold doors and I, you know, take care of things for other people.
You don't hold the door for Meredith?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
No, she makes me because she doesn't like to touch door handles.
Remember, she has germaphobe.
Oh, right.
Do that.
I have
to. She doesn't have a choice.
She won't go in somewhere if it's not.
Is it a random act of kindness if she forces you to do it?
Well, I'm already. I've done it our whole relationship. She just, you know.
Okay. Fair enough. More good news. There is an ad that's come out for World Down Syndrome Day. It happened last week, and it's got an actress named Madison Tevlin. She's from the movie Champions. Listing stuff that people assume she cannot do because she has Downs. I haven't seen this ad.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw it.
But it says she talks about like she can learn Shakespeare. Yeah. She can live on her own. All this kind of stuff. The point is, if more of us assumed people with Down syndrome could do stuff like that, then maybe they would.
Yeah.
So they say it's apparently a pretty effective ad. It's pretty awesome.
Living on your own. She even shows one scene where she goes into a bar and orders a beer, and they give her like a fruity drink or something. She's like,
she ordered a beer.
She ordered a beer, and they're like, you don't need that, which I can't believe happens, but she's saying it does.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because we, with Ace and TJ's Green Kids for over 20 years, we were around kids living with different things, including Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And I've been around those, you know, people with Down syndrome my whole life. And I don't know, that just seems so weird to me.
Yeah.
So odd. And there's a World War II vet named Carl Schlesinger. He just turned 106. And you know what they do when you turn 106? They ask you, you know, what is your advice for anyone who wants to make it to 106? His advice, just do your best not to die.
Okay. I like that one.
How about that? How about we go with do your best not to die? We're going to answer a very important question next. Oh, do not miss this. Somebody sent it to me. Not my doing, but it's so good we have to play it. Are you smarter than an adult entertainer?
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
This is not my creation, but it is gold. I was sent this by a radio friend of ours. His name is Omelette.
Omelette?
Omelette. Known him for a long time. And he works in Michigan. Traverse City, Rob?
Is that right? Yeah, that's
Traverse City. Is that the name of the town? Cadillac, Michigan. They're right there together or something. And this pretty much speaks for itself. I think this is pretty entertaining. Feel free to play along as we go here.
20 miles.
Oh, wait. I don't want anybody to hear this.
Name the five great
lakes. Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to figure out a way to make this start over now. All right, hang on. I have to download it. Crap, sorry.
I want to hear the adult entertainers in order.
It's called Are You Smarter Than a Stripper?
Okay, I am backstage at Fantasies, and what is your name?
Devin.
Devin, okay. I have just 10 random questions for you. I'm going to pay you either way, so don't feel pressured or nervous, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. If I pay you $100 to dance for three songs, how much money would you be making per song?
Oh, let's see. $50, $70.
Okay, question number two.
No.
If Destiny is 5'9" and puts on 6-inch heels, how tall is she?
She's 6'3".
Oh. Okay.
All right.
What does the DC stand for in Washington, DC?
Oh my God. Democratic Court.
Oh God. No.
Spell tequila.
TEQUILA.
If you drive 50 miles an hour, how far will you get in an hour and a half?
Oh, probably like 20 miles.
God.
Name the five Great Lakes.
Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, Lake Superior, Lake... Oh my gosh. I don't know the other lakes.
What is the line that goes around the earth that separates the northern hemisphere from the southern hemisphere?
The equator?
What did you say?
Equator.
Yes.
Okay. Woo!
She almost missed that.
If a new set of costs $7,000, how much is that per...
It's about $325.
Why do we celebrate the 4th of July?
Because it's... I'm about to say independence. Independence
from who?
From, oh my goodness, the other countries.
Lord. I wouldn't have got the Great Lakes, though.
Lake Huron is one she missed?
Yeah, was one.
And what's the, I don't know what the other
she thing. She got the other ones.
Yeah, but they're Erie, from Michigan. They're from Michigan. You should know that if you're from Michigan, right?
She didn't bomb. I don't know that she bombed. Didn't,
I don't think she bombed at all. She did decent.
Yeah.
There were a couple of them that were groan-inducing. Like just very bad.
Yeah,
I've heard the DC question asked before of like NFL players, and they've gotten it wrong a couple of times. I've heard that question be asked.
That's very disappointing.
Yeah,
very disappointing.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
It's a viral trend to say the weird thing out loud. I think this is a genius move by this person on TikTok. But we found an answer that is odd. But when you think about it, it's correct. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
We're about to give you something to try at home later tonight. And just admit to yourself, I think they're onto something here. There is a viral TikTok trend, and I think the person that did this is so smart. It's a lady. She's got black hair. She's wearing a black jacket. And she says, say the weird thing. Ooh, people want to hear the truth. Say the weird thing. And the moment I saw that, I thought, oh, my God. Because all she's doing is setting people up to stitch. And she's getting played millions of times. Mm-hmm. It's a genius idea. Really smart move. But she came up with one. Somebody stitched one. This girl stitched with her. And when you think about it,
it's so true. And I never thought about it like that before.
Yeah. So here it comes. You'll hear it. And then you'll have to admit to yourself, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Say the weird thing. People are desperately seeking realness.
Being completely naked and having shoes on somehow feels like you're more naked than if you didn't have shoes on.
That is so true. It's probably never happened, but you could just imagine, like, yeah. That
being completely naked and having shoes on somehow feels more naked than if you didn't have shoes on.
Yeah.
She talking about like some heels or something?
Yeah, I don't think so. That is weird.
Why would that be? It's, I mean, I don't know that I've ever been in that situation in my life yet. Is it because
you're not supposed to? It feels like scandalous, like wrong.
And I would think having shoes on makes me feel like, oh, I'm apparently about to go outside and be naked. And naked outside is more naked than naked inside.
Yes.
And I think that's what it is for me. It's the, oh, if I have shoes on, I'm clearly going outside naked. And that's way more naked than being naked in my own house.
Yeah. It's so weird to even think about.
But do that today. Go home. When you're not wearing any clothes, put some shoes on and see how you feel. Yeah.
I think shoes and socks, that's got to be a weird thing.
Would you put socks on?
I would assume if I'm putting on shoes. Or do you just
slip some shoes on? Like, I don't know.
I feel like you need the socks too. That's so weird.
Yeah, the socks would make it even like really weird.
Yeah, because you really feel like you're going outside. You're getting ready to go out for a walk.
Yeah, you're going out to do something. You're not just putting on some socks to run outside and grab something and run back in. No. Like, you're not going to run to the driveway, get something out of the car, then run back in.
No. It's so weird.
Yeah, so when you go home today, just try it. Just put some shoes on when you're naked and see how you feel.
Send us pictures. Hey, don't say that.
Wow. Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I do want to settle a debate over my attire today because I think it's real cool and my wife does not share my excitement over this. Next,
more Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
I am of what would be considered the MTV generation. MTV began, I think I was in middle school when MTV started. But by the time I got to high school, it was massive. It was taking over the globe. In what I would consider to be the sweet spot of MTV years. Now, the 90s were also pretty great, but this is when they were figuring it out. You got a lot of weird, cool, different stuff was happening. It was spectacular. It was the world's largest radio station. The logo became iconic. I Want My MTV was everywhere. That's how they told people to call your local cable operator and tell them I want my MTV, because MTV wasn't everywhere. So a couple of days ago, I was on Instagram and saw this an ad for throwback t-shirts. So I purchased this blue original, I don't know if I can see it, MTV, yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, whatever, MTV Music Television t-shirt. It's blue and the logo's in white. And it came the other day and I love it. It fits really well. I'm very pleased with it. And I walked in the house and I said, showing a man, I said, I love this t-shirt. And she goes, it's just, I said, what? She goes, well, it's not, MTV's still a thing. Mm. I said, not really. Like, nobody's really, other than you're watching Ridiculousness, nobody seems to really care about MTV. Plus, this is, she goes, it's not like a retro thing, it's a current thing. And I said, well, it's not a current thing, not this logo. This is the iconic 80s to mid 90s or so MTV logo. This is clearly a throwback.
Their new logo's significantly different, right?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's not retro enough to be retro cool.
That's an interesting, I didn't think about it like that. She might have a point.
And I was like, well, you're wrong. She goes, well, you can say that if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah, she might have a point that way.
Yeah, her point, her
it's theory not old
is,
enough to be vintage. Like, I kind of get not, that.
Like that I almost look silly wearing it because I'm older and I'm wearing something that's current. And my point is, I'm not, because I'm older, and this is the original logo.
That's not the logo they use anymore?
No.
It's blocky now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much more square now, I think.
But I think that MTV is significantly past its prime.
Agreed.
And I think, yeah. I never think about MTV on like ever until today, like you brought it up today.
Yeah, unless I'm looking to watch Ridiculousness. If I'm flipping around and go, oh, I never flip. I mean, obviously, I'm not supposed to, because MTV is not being made for me, but I do love Ridiculousness. I mean, Rob Dyrdek and I are close to the same age. But yeah, I'm like, this is iconic.
Yeah, when I see MTV, I think old.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know that helps.
I don't know if I want to go that far with it. That's, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I guess, Rob, you've proved my point and hurt my feelings all at the same time. You're welcome.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There is something that I found out today that I did not know before this morning. And it is proof that there are people who think of everything. And something happened for the first time in 24 years, and it is not a good thing. It's a sign to all of us that we need to be aware and prepared. It's all part of a few things you might find interesting. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
It's time for a few things you might find interesting. Nothing earth-shattering here, just interesting stuff. For example, banana addicts are freaking out because Trader Joe's just announced the price of a single banana is going up for the first time in over 2 decades. Now, it only went up 4 cents, from 19 cents to 23 cents, but that's a 21% bump. Yeah. So people are saying that's a bad, bad sign, because through everything, all the economic ups and downs, Trader Joe's has never increased the price of the single banana. And they say that's a bad economic sign for the country. The floating door from Titanic, you know, the debate's been around forever. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
They just sold at auction. $718,750. Mm-hmm. It was the highest selling item, followed by Harrison Ford's whip in the Temple of Doom for $525,000 and Bill Murray's rose bowling ball from Kingpin that sold for $350,000.
And I think it's just the door frame. Didn't they say that? It's like, it said it was the door, but in the auction, they listed it as just the frame.
Yeah, this article said it's the, yeah, it's a door. And they point, well, they point out it's not actually a door. It's a piece of wood paneling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And James Cameron has confirmed previously that Jack and Rose could fit, but they wouldn't both survive because they weren't buoyant enough. No. So only one of them could survive. That's all there was on it, too.
Jack.
But yeah. Jack. If you had that kind of money, is that something you would buy?
Hell no.
Yeah. Of those three things, those top three, I would rather have the bowling ball from Kingpin.
Yeah, maybe.
I would go bowling with that right out of the box.
Yeah, if I had Bezos money, I'd buy something like that for
you. And here's proof that you think of everything. I'm honestly, sometimes I get fascinated with things and it blows my mind. A former producer for The Price is Right named Mike Richards has said, quote, they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants.
What?
Well, think about it. This is a very exciting time. People could be getting rich. People get excited just to have their name called at the possibility of being on TV and getting rich at the same time. He adds, I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, because we'd have to get on with the show, end quote. So if a contestant peed their pants, they had a place they could go quickly, ready to try to dry them off. Or if there's too bad, just like, hey, change your pants. We got sweatpants here. Nobody can tell. We got pee black pants. Sweats.
Hmm. Is your pee pants? It must have happened once.
No.
Never happened.
He says, I never saw it happen, but they were prepared. So somebody, maybe it did happen
very
once.
First, but, like early days.
But at the very least, somebody said, hey, you know, somebody gets excited after pee their pants. We need to be prepared because we can't stop the show for somebody's
pee pants.
I mean.
Yeah, because they make them. Like, you have to be overexcited to even be on the show, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They screen will, people that way.
And they'll reshoot stuff.
Right.
Like, if you have a hard time getting down the aisle, they'll stop, tell you to go back, call your name again, and reshoot that. You have to be extra excited.
And I bet, they like, if you have to go, you probably hold it. So just in case they call your name, you're not gone.
Yeah, you don't leave during the tape, and you can't get up and walk out. No. There's a few things you might find interesting.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins, your mom used to come home every day from work and she'd sit down with her Milano cookies and watch her stories and you were not to interrupt her.
That's exactly right.
And kids all thought, that's weird. That's dumb. Why do they do that? Well, turns out Gen Z is now learning why their parents did what they did. It is epic. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
Hey, don't forget to check out our social media at Ace Cannon Media if you want to check out stuff that's happening on Ace and Friends. And we'll start doing a better job of adding to that. I've got to admit, I have not done a great job.
I'm doing pretty good.
Riggins is doing pretty good. I'm doing terrible, but thank you.
Yeah, get on there and just do something.
Like,
it doesn't
what?
Matter.
Like what?
It doesn't matter.
Little dance.
Just let people know you're looking
we
at it.
Like the party. Okay. Yeah. So at Ace Cannon Media, if you want to check that out. Riggins has told us many times his mom came home every afternoon from work. Two or three Milano
Yeah,
Greens.
Like two or three, yeah. On a napkin.
On a napkin. Sat down, watch her stories.
Yeah.
I can clearly remember on days that we weren't running somewhere immediately to a practice or whatever, my mom coming in, sitting down, cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the newspaper. She didn't watch stories or anything like that. Didn't even want the TV on at that point. She would just be sitting there and just like, hey, give me a few minutes to read this before we have to go. Because there was somewhere we were going every day. Mm-hmm. Well, now Gen Z is realizing, oh, I used to think that was dumb.
Yep.
But this guy is fantastic with his TikTok that he put together.
As a kid, I never really understood the reason why my mom behaved the way she behaved after she got off from work. I don't want to hear when I got off from work. I don't hear no noise, don't ask me no questions. Don't even call me after I get off from work. I couldn't imagine coming home to two badass kids talking about what we finna eat after I got off from work. I just couldn't imagine it. I just got off from work today, and I want nothing more to come home to a quiet house. I don't even want nobody to say, how was your day at work? That's just how long my day was. My mom used to hide in the car when she got off from work and just listen to music. I used to be like, why is she doing that? I just got out of the car. I've been in there for 30 minutes trying to conjure up the energy in the mic to go in the house.
I've been there for 30 minutes trying to get up enough energy to get out and go in the house.
That is something that you just won't understand until you like stand in the car for 30 minutes just to kind of decompress before you got to go in the house. I get that.
That's one of those moments, though, where you realize, oh, I'm getting out. My life is transitioning into a new phase because we've all experienced it. We're just like, I just need a minute.
Even his attitude, and he's just like, he's had it.
Yeah.
It was great.
That visual of his looking out the window, you're home from school, like you're a latchkey kid like I was. You're home from school. My mom was a school teacher, but I got home. We were at different schools. And you look out the window, and she's just sitting out there in the car listening to music. And it's like,
what is she doing?
And if you open the door, she waves. You're like,
yeah.
No, not right now.
Yep, I get it.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You cannot understand that until your life transitions into its next phase.
Yep.
And suddenly you go, oh, it's all clear now.
Yeah.
It all becomes clear.
He's got that suit on. He's just like going through it.
It's fantastic.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
You know something weird? I will give you a... I was going to talk about something else here, but this has been on my mind, and I wonder if it makes me weird. My wife is a trainer. And again, she's much younger than me. But part of being a trainer in today's world is social media. And part of the way trainers drum up business and part of the way they inspire female trainers, especially, they inspire people. They post pictures of their progress and all this kind of stuff. We talked about this last week. My wife did one of those boudoir photo shoots.
I saw pictures of that on social media. Gosh, does she look hot?
Thank you.
She looks great.
Okay, full disclosure, does this make me weird? One, no, I don't mind that she posts them. I'm very proud of her. I think she looks incredible. Two, is it weird that I will go, who commented on this?
No, it's not weird at all.
It's kind of cute, like, who, let's see who made some comments on that.
You know? I would check it out. I wouldn't like it in the first place, but I would definitely go back and follow up and be like, who the hell
ones
is that?
She posted on social media really don't show anything.
No.
Because she edited them like from her waist up or whatever. Yeah. And I think she's laying on her stomach in the picture.
They're good pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Those pictures are half of the whole picture that you would really see. But anyway, I just thought that was, I am preoccupied with, you know, there are a lot of times I look back and just, I'll just go back to them and go, oh, that is literally my wife right there. Wow, that's amazing. But I do go back and look like it's all women who have commented, which is like one guy may have commented, but the rest, all women.
Is it the guy a pervy comment?
It's something like Toby's a lucky dog or something like
that. Oh, yeah, that dog. Why is he bringing the dog into it?
I don't know. Let me look real quick. That's what I don't.
Oh, God, to be the dog in this scenario.
The dog is not in the picture.
What the hell are you talking about,
I don't
man?
Know what that even means.
It is a dog's day after all.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I commented, and I think the next guy that comments, is that Tim? Got Toby is a lucky dog, and he's got a smiley face, a laugh emoji.
Oh, yes, that basset hound gets to see you in your most intimate moments. That's a weird thing to say.
That's what I thought. Like,
I want to be reincarnated as that dog.
Yeah.
I went back and looked like, okay, no, the dog's not in the pictures. I don't
call me Toby. Woof woof. Give me the bone. I'll pee outside. I mean, that is weird.
That's what I was very odd too.
I'll hump your leg.
Coming up on Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Let me hump your leg.
Who cares what's coming up, darling?
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Do you consider yourself to be a good llama? You don't have to answer out loud, but immediately you'll have an answer. Like, what do you think? Well, according to a sex therapist, there are some very good signs that you're not. They ask a sex therapist to name the top signs. It's from the New York Post article. Name the top signs that someone is not good in bed. Here they are. So just, you know, a little note to self here as we go through. Number one, you're not confident. That includes confidence in your skills and in your body. Things like insisting the lights are off, put a damper on things.
Yeah.
So you got to be confident. No matter how you look, go with it. Number two, top six signs you're bad in bed. Number two, your partner doesn't seem that into it.
Okay. Well, that's pretty
that's a good one. That would be a real downer. Number three, you're easily distracted.
Like looking at your phone and stuff?
Yeah. You know, if you're.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Want to see what they say on TV?
You know, that'll kill the mood.
Number four, you're embarrassed to talk about it. Again, this is lack of confidence. Communication about what you both want is key. And if you're unwilling to have a conversation with someone about what they might be interested in, whatever, it shows that you're just not confident.
Yeah.
Number five, you never change your routine. They say this is common in long-term relationships. Maybe you used to be great and you could be good again, but you've gotten into a rut. You don't mix things up.
You
know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you do the same thing every time. Kiss on the neck, kiss on the shoulder, kiss on the cheek, you know, whatever.
Spit in my face. What? I think
okay.
Which, by the way, don't ever do to me because that'll make me get up and walk out.
Somebody spit in your face.
I don't like that. No, I don't do that. Talking about that stuff, I know that's like the go-to thing for like sex therapists and stuff. It's like, but that also kind of takes away some of the, I don't know, the spontaneity of it all and like kind of the passion. I'm not, you know, you should be comfortable talking about that stuff, but getting into the nitty-gritty details, I don't know.
Yeah. They say number six, that you're constantly worried about performing. Performance issues affect up to 25% of men and 16% of women. So this might seem counterintuitive, but try taking pressure off yourself by focusing on your own enjoyment, not just theirs.
Check.
Yeah. You're always focused on your...
100%.
Yeah.
Got that one covered. Focused on my own enjoyment.
Always, as Rick has told us many times in his relationships, it's about him.
Sure.
And then they're just kind of...
It's not supposed to be like that.
Satelliting around him somewhere there. Mm-hmm. Why you should be polite to AI. There's a guy who's got a really an interesting and genius way of looking at the future when the robots come to fight us. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
I don't be put off by this guy's name on TikTok. His name is Hanky Spanky.
Too late.
Honestly.
That was the first thing I noticed, Regan. Regan sent me this video, and I was like, the guy's name is Hanky Spanky. What is this about?
I
would have
never sent it if I knew that. I don't take anything he says seriously.
Yeah, so he's got a pretty interesting concept for how to handle AI. As I've said before, we're creating our own demise because we're going to have to fight the robots in the streets one day. But until we get to that, this guy's got a pretty good
concept. Do you guys ever say thank you to ChatGPT or Siri after you use them? I just used ChatGPT to cheat in Wordle, and I said thanks at the end. And it made me realize that when AI takes over the world, they're probably going to spare me because I was one of the polite ones.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but it's also like there's probably some truth to that.
I do say thank you to Alexa sometimes.
I think a lot of people do. And it just becomes sort of second nature, like, and that's what they want. They want you to make you feel like you're talking to somebody.
Okay, I don't use anything like that purposefully. I don't want it. But I just feel like I can turn my lights on and off. You know, Siri every now and then in the car, like, hey, Siri, play something, you know. But you will say thank you to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I've caught myself doing it before, like with a Google or whatever.
I don't do it every time, but some of the times it just comes out.
That's okay. The idea.
You do the crossword puzzle. Do you use ChatGPT or anything to help you cheat on crossword puzzle? Because that defeats the purpose of playing
completely.
The crossword
puzzle. Or getting a hint at something so stupid.
I didn't know that you could use them for those. I don't want to, but I'm...
Well, you would just ask it a question, right?
Well, I think with the Wordle, it's a little weird, but...
Yeah, with Wordle,
I don't know how you would be able to do that. You probably just have to go, what's the answer to the Wordle today?
Yeah, honestly. So lame.
Yeah. Wordle's one of the... Has it kind of died off?
A little bit.
I still do it every day.
A lot of people do.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I was into it for a couple weeks.
And then it was
I had a weird encounter with a lady in the hotel lobby in Atlanta, I think I was, who she saw me looking at it while Amanda was talking to the person behind the counter about something, and this lady was hammered. She was like, did you get the word? Did you, how many tries did it take?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, what, ma'am? And she was like, I do it every day. I didn't get it today. And I said, all right. And then I went ahead and just, you know, third try.
Take that.
Oh. And Amanda's like, drunk. What are you doing talking to this drunk? And her husband came over and was like, hey, it's time to go. Like, we got to go.
Let's get you out of here. Let's get you cleaned up.
Yeah. So think about it. Be kind to your ChatGPT and to, you know, all of your devices.
You might be spared.
Because when they come to life and are ready to fight, it may be the thing that, you know, spares you and your family. You'll still be enslaved.
Maybe.
But, you know, your life might be spared.
Maybe.
I welcome our
more Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins has found a piece of audio and he sends me notes. I think this is British foreplay.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It's a couple. Well, first off, I don't know. I don't know what their context is. It's a couple. They're sitting in a room like it looks like it's on a set or a sitting room of some sort. A lot of books behind them and some flowers. And it says at the top of the corner of the screen, exclusive.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive. And it's an older man and an older woman. She's attractive. Like she's like, what, 60?
Yeah, at least.
And he looks older than that. And this is the conversation that they are having.
The beans cold from the tin.
So do I. Genuinely, people think this is ridiculous. I love baked beans cold from the tin.
So do I.
Perfect. With a fork or spoon?
Spoon.
Spoon. I prefer a fork. So you can skewer the last ones.
Yes, but what about the tomatoey sauce?
Oh, you're right.
I like...
With a fork or spoon, you spear the last one.
Take the fork and I skewer the last one.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it, though. I mean, it's disgusting.
Like, that old dude is working it, right?
Yeah.
She's like...
What do you do about the tomatoey sauce?
Yes. What do you do about the sauce? Oh, you got me again. Oh, you got me.
Baked beans straight from the tin cold.
I'm going to skewer your last one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, this is so British. Yeah,
she's like, what are you going to do with your sauce?
Oh. Ooh, was that?
The tomatoey sauce.
But that's how they eat beans. Straight out of the can, put them on toast. I mean, it's like the worst cuisine ever.
Yeah, I saw there's a TikToker that makes potatoes, and every time it's somebody asking for beans on their baked potato.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that guy. He works in a food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
But there's beans on a baked potato sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I could kind of get down with that one, but they eat.
But cold beans. So they
right out of the can.
Like, they just take a can, pop it open, and the spoon, and just start eating.
Yeah, and it's not like our baked beans like Bush's baked beans with like the ham in it. It's like, it's like ketchup with, cooked beans in it. They look terrible.
And it gets very sexy.
Oh, yes, is that right? Yes.
What do you do? You skewer the last one.
Genuinely, people think this is ridiculous. I love baked beans cold from the tin.
So do I.
And the way she goes, so do I.
Keep speaking.
With a fork or spoon?
Spoon.
Spoon. I prefer a fork. So you can skewer.
Why does he whisper it like that?
Spoon.
He's like getting closer to her.
Yeah. Then he's leaning forward and he takes his hand when he does the fork, he goes, and you skewer on the last one.
She's like, I am so turned on.
So weird.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Well, we've reached the end of another. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I think this was the best episode of Ace and Friends we've had in the 3 weeks we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like we're figuring this thing out. Tomorrow's going to eat crap, but I'm sure. But I thought today was pretty good. Pretty fun. Riggins, what would you say is the your favorite thing that you've learned today on Ace and Friends?
I liked you dancing, your little dancing routine after bath time with the baby.
It is a workout. I forgot to mention, I also throw in some juggling. It's not real juggling because I can't juggle, but he has this little ball pit in his room that he sits in plays.
Yeah.
And it's like a ball pit. And so I grab two of the balls out of him and he'll watch. And I'll just juggle around. He watches and I'll even talk to him and go, you think I'm doing something and I'm not doing jack squat. I'm just juggling. Like, one day you're going to realize I can't juggle.
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah,
that time comes.
I'm fooling you and you don't like it.
Oh. He'll tell his friends that his daddy juggles and he's going to be a liar.
Yeah. Well, by that time, though, he'll have forgotten I was ever juggling because I wanted to be jumping around that every night. Teddy Rob, favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I like when we were talking about the dude who wanted to be the dog. That was my favorite thing.
Yeah. The creepy comment under your wife's boudoir photo.
That was kind of weird. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Toby's a lucky dog.
Whatever that. What does he think is going on between Amanda and the dog?
I don't know. Is it because Toby
gets to see her?
He gets naked? To lay in her lap or sleep up against her at night or something
Sniff
like that?
Sniff the back of her knees.
I don't know. It's very weird.
I bet your knees smell great.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go home and find out if she even knows that guy.
I highly doubt it.
I hope not, right?
Throw me a pepperoni and let's call it a day.
Don't forget, check everything out at Ace Cannon Media. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.